I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Millennials.
We're entitled. We're lazy, right? I don't want to be an intern. I just want to like blog from a toilet. But the truth is, we inherited this situation from our grandparents. They started this wave of entitlement.
If you're in a relationship and you're on these photos swapping chat sites, all it's just one more thing for you and your girlfriend to argue about. Why do you think your grandparents made it? You ever hear somebody bragging about their grandparents? Oh, I believe in true love. My grandma and granddad have been together 62 years. That's because your grandma never had to check his Facebook page. They never had that argument.
All right, let me see. Look at my levels. Hold on a second. Maybe I can hear myself now. Nope, I still don't hear myself. Hold on a second. I touched it. Oh my gosh, Kelly's gonna be so mad at me. Oh. I hate touching her thing. But I like sitting in her spot.
I know, me too. And that's why I really meant to tell her whenever we recorded with her and Alan the other day, I meant to tell her like, hey Kelly, I'm not trying to make things awkward, but will you please get up? Because that's where Amy's used to sitting.
Because, I don't know why.
Well, if you're somewhere else, then that just throws you off.
Well, yeah, but I don't know why I like sitting here so much. I guess because she is it. Like, she is the queen of radio. So I just feel special if I'm in her spot.
That is a powerful seat.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say I feel powerful, but really I just feel like I'm here because I need to be. Oh. But now that I'm used to being here, I don't know that I would want to stand somewhere else.
Oh, you mean in JC's spot?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How that you meant just like in general. I don't know why I'm here.
I don't explain. I'm not explaining myself correctly at all today. I don't know what my problem is. I went to bed at a decent time. I think I've been getting okay sleep. I brought back nighttime yoga for the first time in a long time.
Oh, yay.
I did some, and it wasn't intoxicated. This was just straight yoga. Did some nighttime yoga. I downloaded a meditation sleeping app that like tells you the story in this real somber voice.
Wait a second. Have you listened to the whole thing while you're awake?
No.
Because what if they like turn on you while you're sleeping and they tell you to like subconsciously go murder someone?
Or if they're eating my smart cells, and that's what my problem is that I've listened to them twice and now they're making me dumber in my sleep.
Oh gosh. You need to figure out what they're saying to you.
I hope this isn't blasphemy or bad to say, but I downloaded this Christian one that tells you Bible stories, but I listened to some of it and I was like, no, I think I need to listen to like real Bible stories whenever I'm awake before I do this sleeping time stuff, just because it wasn't soothing to go to sleep to.
Yeah.
And I would rather be more familiar with the stories. I mean, I know them ish. I don't know all of them.
Yeah.
I don't know them like my parents know them.
Same.
So yeah.
I grew up in church, so I know a lot of them. It's just a lot of the details are gone and they're kind of blending together a little bit.
What's your favorite Bible story?
Gosh, I love The Coat of Many Colors. I think that's such a cool story.
Didn't they murder brothers, though?
No. I mean, I think they tried to murder him, but they failed. And then he ended up coming back and saving him.
Oh, I thought there was murder. I was going to say mine's David and Goliath, just because I like the underdog winning.
Yeah, that's cool.
Also, as soon as I said that, I was like, I hope it was the underdog that won, because yeah, that's exactly what I'm about to go with.
I guess I just like colors. That's my excuse.
I also hate misinformation. Like, I went to the Alamo one time with my nieces and nephews whenever they were still small, and we're walking through, and I'm like, see, here's where Texas won. And Jeremy's like, that's not what happened at all. Come with me if you want to hear the real story. And I'm like, well, I could have sworn that's what happened.
Stop talking.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's downing coffee to get her blood pumping and talking, sorry, and taking pump. I can't even make fun of you if I can't do this myself. And taking calming pills to create peace in her life. This is going so well. If only she would take something for her memory, because she straight up forgot to help a girl out today.
I swear I don't know what my deal is.
Well, me too, apparently.
She took the other morning off to take her kids to school on the first day. I'm glad that she was able to do that. I'm also so thankful that she was at work today to remind me to do my job. She's not just my work wife. Sometimes she's my mom too. Maybe my boss too.
No.
My Rust 2.
No.
She has a lot of different titles, and her name is...
Amy Nichols. That is the worst.
I figured you would like that. Yeah, I don't know what my deal is. I hate making mistakes. I don't do them that often.
You didn't make a mistake.
No, I didn't make a mistake. I forgot to do my job, and then you had to tell me. I'm telling Alicia, I'm like, oh, show me your wedding pictures. You got your wedding pictures back, and you're like, will you please put up the K-pod first? I'm like, crap.
I just knew you were busy, and I didn't want to rust face you, so I just kept my mouth shut thinking, okay, she'll get to it.
Girl, I was busy. I was working on stuff for next week. That's how busy I was. And I had all this spare time, and I'm like, man, I'm doing so good on time today. What am I doing? No, it's because I forgot to do some of my job. That's why I had so much time going on. So thank you for having my back.
Of course.
Thank you for reminding me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's first day of school for your kids and for a lot of kids.
Yes, yes. First day of high school, which is a big deal for my daughter, Morgan. And she was so glad that I was there to be able to drop her off on her first day. But she was in tears because she was so stressed out. She had two instruments in the back of the car, and she really didn't know where she was supposed to go to get her, you know, ID lanyard and all this stuff. So she was just, please don't make me go in, kind of tears before I dropped her off.
That's,
and I was like,
so
bye,
stressful.
Peace. I gotta go to work.
That's so, were you sympathetic or were you
no.
like, okay,
oh,
get
gosh.
Out?
I told her, I was like, I do not envy you, because I went to a small school. There are 22 people in my graduating class. So I never experienced anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, of course I felt for her, but there's nothing I could do about it. So, sorry.
Sometimes I forget to have human emotions because sometimes I'm not listening. I know you probably think that's crazy. I'm not listening. I hate that I do that, but I find myself not doing that. Or I'm thinking about my response. So then I forget to like register like, oh my God, you just said something important. Instead, it's like, okay, cool. And then I launch into something else.
Oh, or I don't really notice that.
I mean, just in general, not necessarily. I've definitely hear it more on this podcast just because then I get the pleasure of going back and listening to it and editing it and doing all this fun stuff. Or sometimes I just put it on, you know, best of reruns and I just let us play through. And sometimes I feel like I can definitely be overpowering and not listening. But I was also on the phone with a girlfriend yesterday who was, quote unquote, having a life crisis. And I talked to her. I talked to her for a good 20 minutes and I was on my way to the gym and I thought about it and I was like, man, if she's really going through something, I'm just going to skip the gym. I'll do like Jeremy does a lot and sit outside of the gym and talk to her on the phone and then go back home. But after 20 minutes, like I really didn't feel like we were getting anywhere. So she's blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, cool. Well, I'm at the gym now. So I got to let you go. I'll call you back later. And I felt bad. And then I walked inside and told them, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm a little late. My friend was having what she called a crisis. And this other girl piped up, oh, well, if she thinks it's a crisis, it probably really is a crisis. And I'm like, oh, well, you're better than I am. Cause I cut her off and said, cool, I got to go. I'm going to the gym now.
I have problems with certain emotions as well. I don't have a lot of sympathy for people sometimes. And I don't think that makes me a robot, but I don't know. I just, sometimes you get yourself into that mess.
Yeah,
exactly. Deal with it.
Exactly. And that was the situation. So, I mean, I am sympathetic up to a point. I'm sympathetic because your situation sucks, but you put yourself there. So then that makes it kind of different. And then I'm not sympathetic then. Or, well, whatever.
Well, it's usually for people that I don't know their whole story. So usually with family and friends, I can show a little bit of sympathy. unless I do know the whole story and you do deserve it.
I know the whole story. I know everything. And that is what makes it hard whenever it's like, but you did this to yourself. You completely did this to yourself. So then, but I can't say that. Instead, I have to be a friend and be like, man, that does suck. I'm so sorry about your life, you know?
I had this project. I don't know why I'm bringing this up. I'm so stupid. I had this project in graphic design, and it was you had to make your own video. Oh, no. This was in middle school. Oh, my gosh. This is so old. You're going to love this. And my video was Be Good, Karma's Watching. And it was, oh, my gosh. I'm going to show you this video. It's so good. So it's this bird. And he like flaps his up into like the top of this electrical wire and he sits on it and he sees this really rich car, sporty red car coming by. And he's like, he gets evil eyes, goes, mwah, and it's like this evil laugh.
Love it.
And then like he poops on the car just to be evil. And then the electricity, I don't want to spoil it, but I am. And then the electricity comes and shocks him. And he becomes bones and feathers. And mm-hmm. he falls down and he dies. So the karma, the karma is, don't be mean to people because it comes back at you. It's a really good video.
I like it. It has poop. It has red eyes. It has dead bird. It has all. I'm in. Oh, and you made gosh. This video yourself?
I did. It's a cartoon. It's 45 seconds long. I can show it to you right now. It's
okay.
So good.
And we can post it on Instagram
too? Yes. Yes.
At Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. Yes. Awesome. No, that sounds really creative. I'm worried. I wouldn't call myself a mean person. Do you think I'm mean?
No.
Okay.
I was swallowing. I wasn't pausing.
Well, I mean, I'm being honest. If you think I am, then...
No, I don't think you're mean.
But I definitely do.
I think you're one of the most thoughtful people that I know.
I definitely do have a dark sense of humor, though. Jeremy and I were rolling over some super inappropriate stuff last night. I was crying laughing at some pictures. It was an inappropriate comment he made. He was calling himself an ugly baby.
Jeremy was calling himself an ugly baby.
But it was a really inappropriate comment. And I'm looking at these old Polaroids with him that he found in his room. And I am crying laughing. Tears are just going down my face. And are you okay?
Yeah, I think it just
going
beeped.
On?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Tears are going down my face to the point where Jeremy was like, you better not get any tears on my pictures, Lacey, because I am just crying laughing. And I'm like, oh my God, we are such sick people.
Are you crying laughing because he does look like a baby?
No, these were baby photos of him.
Oh, okay. So you actually was a baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
These were baby photos of him, but we were just... He did not look well as a baby. He was really, really, he was premature. He was really small. And we were just making fun. He was like, God, my parents must have really loved me to take these photos and think that I was actually cute.
Aww.
And he was poking fun at himself. So then, but it was so funny.
You got permission. As soon as he started laughing at himself, that gives you permission to laugh too.
I would have never said he was an ugly baby. He was small.
I really was so small. I thought when you were first telling me, I thought you were telling me that as now, as an adult, as an almost 40-year-old man, that he's an ugly baby.
No, but I did get mad because he saw a teenage picture of me. And I was like, you think I was hot? And he's like, God, no, you were little. And I was like, but, you know, I was still kind of hot. And he wouldn't say that I was hot.
Aw, well, good for him. Because I think that was a setup. I think he passed.
It was still me. It was just little me. It was little 90s me.
You can't say hot.
My friend was pregnant in the picture. So if she's old enough to be pregnant, probably old enough to be hot.
It was not me. I did not know her at the time.
But anyway, that has me worried about my karma, my upcoming karma.
Aww.
If sometimes I don't know.
So
that's
anyways.
It. Yeah.
I think you're fine. I think you're a very thoughtful, nice person. You do go above and beyond for the people that you love. And I think you're good to go.
Sometimes I think this is all that I was going to say, and I cut myself off from saying. Sometimes I wonder if I need to listen to positive music and not screamo music and maybe read less dark stuff. But I'm reading The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Blank right now, and it... Early hasn't helped me. I was saying, look at me now. I'm so positive and radiant.
Well, my mom is a big reader and she likes really heavy things, but she really has to balance herself out and read something along with it to give her a little break and a little uplift too. Because it's too much to do heavy all the time. You gotta lighten it up a little.
Yeah. After 2 years of it, I need something light and joyful.
You can do it.
Okay. So we teased this last time because we were such big teases. And because we talk too much.
Yes.
That was great.
Yay.
Yeah, we were on a roll last week. But I came across this list of stressful situations that your grandparents never had to deal with. And this is just because all of our problems are not even really problems anymore. We don't have big problems, I don't feel like. Mm-mm. Everything is... millennial problems. And I will get so mad if I'm on my phone and I go to click on a link to something and it doesn't pull up immediately. I'm like, what the crap is wrong with you, phone? Like, I just touched you. You're supposed to automatically do what I tell you to do. We never had that. Our grandparents never had that.
Yeah.
So this list says, is Is life really more stressful than it used to be? Sure, older generations had to deal with things like global war and polio. I did not read that before. But here's are a couple of stressful situations that they never had to think about. Such as, you really like an old post on Facebook or Instagram. Then you realize it looks like you were stalking the person online.
I have gone way, way back. Or even like memories that come up. I'm like, oh gosh, should I delete that?
You gossip about someone in a group text and then realize they're on the group text. Older generations never had to make sure the person wasn't within earshot. Right? Because all you had to do is turn around. Like they.
Yeah.
And then I hate it if I do that and the person's still there. I really don't have a bad example of that because I don't do that too much. I know there was an awkward situation whenever I was in Georgia and my friend was talking about how she couldn't bring all these sodas home from a graduation party because one of her other daughters would drink all of them. And she's like, I can't keep her out of the sodas and everything else. And then she didn't realize her daughter's like right there. And she's like, what, mom? I'm like, oh, that's awkward. And she wasn't being rude. She was just trying to keep her daughter healthy.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to pound back a bunch of sodas, then yeah, I can't bring them home. Same reason I can't keep cheese at my house. Did I say something wrong?
No.
Okay.
I just think you're funny. Golly.
I'm not right. And here's a problem that you and I have never had to deal with. You find out the person you're dating is still active on dating apps like Tinder, meaning you should be exclusive, but they haven't deleted their account yet. Mm-mm-mm. So you have to have an awkward conversation about it.
Yeah, that's not good. It needs to be, I guess, you need to have that talk whenever, are we exclusive? Okay, well then together we close down the app.
And it is a silly talk because I felt silly whenever I had to have that talk with Jeremy. And that was almost a decade ago. Happy anniversary, by the way.
Oh,
13 years.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Woo-hoo, we made it.
But I felt silly because it's like, am I really a grown adult? And I'm like, am I your girlfriend? But you need to know. And then I had another girlfriend who went through that and she was like, I don't know why I'm so stressed out about not having the title. I don't think he's seeing anybody else. But I'm like, you do need it. I don't think that that's so stupid. At some point, and this was after they were chill dating for a couple months. Chill meaning she was keeping her crazy at bay. Because she had been freaking out about it for a long time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to have that title.
You do. And Josh, whenever he asked me long time ago if he could be my boyfriend, I told him no. The first time he asked me, because I don't know, we had like been dating for a couple of weeks and it like a little bit scary. I was like,
yeah.
No, the title scared me. I wasn't dating anyone else. I just rejected that title.
Was he your first serious boyfriend? You did have another serious.
I had a couple of serious ones.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's no other excuses. I guess he was the bad boy. Maybe he scared me a little.
Yeah. Because I had like a quote unquote serious middle school and high school, but it wasn't serious at all. That was just puppy love. And then I had one more puppy love and I had one serious and then Jeremy. But my serious was also a Josh and I knew it was never going to go anywhere.
Well, I mean, I say serious, but no, I didn't love them like I loved Josh. And I was in high school, so I don't know. But whatever.
Yeah.
You feel what you feel when you're that age.
So there's this comedian on Netflix. I can't think of her name. It's Eliza something. I watched her special, but I really didn't like
it. I've seen her. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't connect with it at all. But anyway, the name of her special is Elder Millennial, which I think is the perfect title for
yes.
me and you because we're millennials, but I don't feel like a millennial.
Mm-hmm. I don't fit into that.
But we're still under the same umbrella. And I completely felt millennial-ish the other day because I had some photos and I could not think of the perfect caption to go on it. And so I'm with Jeremy, I'm with a friend, and we're riding somewhere. And the whole time I'm just in the front seat on my phone and I'm like trying to come up with this caption.
Why is it such a big deal to get the perfect caption? I don't know why. It's so much pressure.
I felt like a total letdown on your anniversary post on Loose Lips and
no.
Childbearing Hips.
No,
because
it was perfect. It didn't have to be like the zinger or anything. It just was what it was.
I told you, I was trying to tie in dino toes because Josh has dino toes and hot dog fried rice. And I'm like, how can I put those together but still be sentimental? And then I just went with, happy 13
to these I thought it was so perfect. Simple.
But anyway, we came up with our own list of hashtag elder millennial problems, mm-hmm. or I guess just millennial problems in general, things that we have to deal with that the grandparents never had to. Like I put, can't repeat your brunch outfit to work on Monday because you posted a picture of you wearing it on social media. Have you ever done that?
No, I don't post a whole lot on Sundays. Is that, I think that's a millennial problem. I hear that Wednesdays and Thursday evenings are the best time to post.
Who said that?
I don't know. I just heard it somewhere.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm not a super big poster, but I have caught myself going to repeat my brunch outfit and then realize that I did post a photo from that day.
Yeah. Well, I need to make sure that there's not dog hair on it. That's more of a, that's not a millennial problem. That's like a old cat lady problem. I might have done this a little wrong. Surprise. I just did problems that our grandmas face versus what we face and how they're different. I think it's crazy now that women are in the workforce versus they just were a housewife before. Mm-hmm. So now, this is probably too serious, but I like have everything of a housewife plus I work, and mm-hmm. no one back in the day had to deal with that. So mm-hmm. I think that's huge.
But in their defense, I think they were also doing it a lot longer because they would get married super early, got pregnant super early, but they were like getting married and pregnant even earlier than that.
Yeah.
So they were taking care of house for a really long time. Now, I'm also not a mom. So I'm not talking like, oh, girl, you got it easy, because I know that you don't. So I'm not defending.
Well, I said housewife, not, you know, mother, because it's still, I mean, like the things that are made today to make your life so much easier, like the dishwasher or whatever. I mean, they make things easier. Things go a lot faster now than they did back in the day when they didn't have all that stuff.
My mom was born in Southeast Texas, and she told me that they used to not have AC. That blew my
in
mind.
Texas?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because she was also telling me, like, I think it gets, either it's getting hotter, like global warming, or we're just so accustomed to it, because if my AC is not on like 70, 71, I'm
miserable
hot in my house. Yeah.
Well,
so to be raised without
like
AC?
In nice weather, like California or Colorado, but not here.
That's why people took the Oregon Trail, because they were trying to get out of the hot weather and go to the cooler climates of California, also because of gold, I think.
Yeah. 49ers.
Okay, this is a problem that I have that my grandparents never did. Having so many TV choices, but still nothing to watch. We have channels, we have Showtime, we have
Netflix,
Hulu, uh-huh. and Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still like, I don't know what to watch. There's nothing to watch. I'm rewatching old stuff.
Me too. I do the same thing.
One of our interns, Cammy, told me about this classic book, Fahrenheit 451. That might not be the number. I don't know. But it's about they get rid of all the literature and just sit around and watch TV. And I was like, oh, I want to read that. But also it's scary because that's kind of my life. Because that's my favorite activity to do, is to watch TV. I mean, sometimes Jeremy will even come home and we're guilty. We eat dinner in front of the TV. But I'm setting out dinner and he'll say, well, what are we going to watch? And I'm like, I thought we'd like talk for a minute or something. You know, I haven't seen you all day. But he's like, hurry up, let's put on Orange is the New Black.
I really, really try to not turn the television on whenever we're having dinner as a family. But we're trying to get through Lost. I know it's such an old show, but gosh, it's really killing us now. We just want to get to the end. So we're just like plowing through it, just sitting at the table all on the same side so we can watch the TV screen. It's gross.
It's understandable, though.
So interaction on the phone. We don't have to call people anymore to find out what's going on in their lives. Our friends or family, boom, it's right there on social media. You don't have to call nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm blessed with that.
Yes. That is a good thing. And also put, we don't have to remember people's birthdays. We get social media notifications.
Yeah.
We don't have to know anybody's phone number because that's all programmed into your phone.
Is there anybody's number that you know?
Yes, my mom, my Jeremy, and old home phone numbers from back in the day. Like, I can tell you Christina's mom's home phone number or Bonnie's old home phone number.
Wow.
Christina's mom still works. The rest of them don't.
I have my parents and Josh and my kids, and that's it.
But yeah, we don't have to go to school reunions anymore. You just creep around on social media. Or then there's that awkward question. What have you been doing lately? Or what's going on with you? I don't know.
You can see it.
Yeah.
You can see it on social media.
Or I tell you and it's like, yeah, well, I saw that. Okay, well, thanks. Well, then I have nothing to tell you right now.
So are you, I guess you didn't go to your 10-year reunion. Are you planning on going to
no.
20 or anything? Really?
No.
I'm really, well, not mine, but I'm really looking forward to Josh's reunion just to see all his friends that he went. Well, he's also not on social media, so he really doesn't know what's going on with those people.
Surprise.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
I mean, he's on nothing.
Well, I didn't like where I graduated from because I moved from Georgia. And I keep in touch with all my friends from that school, which is only like a couple of them. Mm-hmm. And then I'm still friends with everybody in Georgia. And then I go to Georgia and I don't see them. So I think I'm good.
I have meeting someone or set up just naturally wherever you are, wherever you happen to be versus swiping on dating apps now. That's just, it used to be like a, ooh, don't talk about how you met people online. But now it's everywhere. Everyone is doing it.
Or if like you didn't have cell phones to meet up or something, so you would have to say, meet me here at this time. I'm going to be the one in a red shirt.
Yes. That's kind of romantic.
That is romantic.
I guess you could still do that online, but then you already know what their face looks like. So
big whoop.
I'm the one with the face you've already seen.
I'm the one with the face. You can't miss me. This is a horrible struggle. It's the struggle of talking on your phone through your car speakers and the other person is doing the same thing, so it's hard to hear each other. Or if your phone's like dropping and messing up. I cannot stand to repeat myself. And
me neither. I totally understand.
And it's not a rude thing. It's not like my time is too precious to. It's annoying. If you can't hear me, then we're not going to have this conversation. Then I'll tell you later. Because then I'm yelling something insignificant. It's like, what'd you say? I said, what did you say? I said that I grabbed another cup of coffee because I have no energy. And then you're just like yelling the lamest thing ever and everybody can hear it.
Yeah. And I just look like a big angry jerk.
Yeah.
And now I'm yelling at you because you can't hear me.
Yeah.
I don't want to look like a jerk.
I absolutely hate it. But who would have thought that you could have a car phone talking through your car phone? I mean, I remember whenever I used to watch Saved by the Bell and see Zach Morris with that huge phone.
Yeah.
And we don't have that.
Well, I really need to be up to date. I need your help setting up my phone on my car.
I can't believe you.
I can't have that problem until you help me.
And then a little side brag. My grandma's gift game and emoji game is on point. I freaking love her so much. She got an iPhone just so she could text with the grandkids. Aww. Because she knew that's how everybody talks. And, you know, maybe you're not going to call me. Now I feel bad. Maybe you're not going to call me, but you'll send me a picture, send me a text.
Yeah.
So she's got a bunch of grandkids and she got a cell phone just for that. But her gift game is on point.
Better
and
than
emojis?
Me?
Your emojis are on point. She uses gifts though.
Oh, I'm not down with the gift.
Also, strong gift game, Jeremy.
Really?
Yes. He has hilarious ones that he always responds to on social media and on text. And then I'll compliment him on it. I said, some sports reference, I don't know, dribble back or rebound is what I said. And he responds back with this sports dribbling basketball emoji. I sound so knowledgeable right now. But anyway, I told him later, I was like, babe, that was a super funny emoji or gif. And he's like, what's even funnier? That was actually the worst player in history. And so that gif was like even funnier than you realize. But you don't even know.
Oh, too much information. You killed it.
Yeah. Oh. Like, thanks, know-it-all. I was complimenting you. I even had to download a new, like, GIF keyboard just so I can keep up with him. But his is still better.
Well, shoot.
I know. Anyway, that's a struggle.
Maybe I should get on the GIF game. No, I got to stay true to my emojis.
You're really good at it.
Thanks.
Stick to what you know.
Good.
I also put getting tagged in a bad photo. Okay. Our grandparents had to take photos, get them developed, probably. I don't know. Was it just Polaroid? Or did you develop before Polaroid?
Well, I mean, there's the dark room.
I don't know. They had to wait. They couldn't edit. They couldn't post. You got a photo. You just showed it to people that you know. You didn't get to broadcast it out in public. Although one of my grandmothers was a swimsuit model.
The one that looked like Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, she looked like a dark-headed Marilyn. She wasn't a swimsuit model. Maybe she was on this swim team, and they took a picture of them for a calendar. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she had a swimsuit on that was down to her knees.
That's so cute, though.
People did see that, but she didn't get to upload it and be like, hashtag killing it.
Yeah, I'm not a good picture taker either. So I'm always got my eyes half shut or my mouth's doing something stupid, and then you just tag me in it, and it's my own fault. I should really hate myself for not taking a good picture.
I think it's girl rule, though. If you take several photos, which most people do, then you don't post the one that looks bad of somebody else just because you look good.
But what if it's the best one? Like, you've never looked this good ever in your life. This is the best picture you've ever taken, and I look like garbage. You would post it.
Well, I was about to say, well, then sorry about you. but no, I wouldn't of you, though, because you and I are in this together. If I just had some random or, you know, a lesser degree friend, if I just had Vanessa who thinks I'm unfunny and she's not looking good, then screw her. I don't care. I'll throw her up there. Your eyes all closed. I also put getting tagged in a bad photo. Also, getting questioned about actually being on vacation because you didn't post anything because you were taking a phone vacation other than to FaceTime Amy on the daily just to get rejected except for on the last day of vacation.
This is very specific.
Yeah. That was a struggle.
Yeah. Robert White Cheddar wanted to know if Lacey was really out of town because she hadn't posted any pictures.
Which is such a millennial problem. Like, who would think that? And then I come back to work. Robert was questioning if I was on vacation, was like, questioning you. Jokingly, I'm sure,
yeah,
but still,
for sure.
Is Lacey actually gone? Because she took off work and we hadn't seen anything. And then I'm talking to Jenna later and she's like, oh yeah, where were you? Because you didn't post any pictures. And I'm like, it still happened even though I wasn't on social media about
it. Nope, didn't happen unless they were pissed. It's proof. Gotta have the proof.
And then I don't know if this is really a problem or if this is just something that bothers me. There's a newspaper that is delivered to my house every single day. We have never paid for this newspaper.
Really? Is it like a full-on, like, mini book? Not books. What are the little stacks?
It's rolled up.
Like, are multiple stacks? Like a full-on, I guess it's not a Sunday edition.
I don't know, because I've never opened it up, because every single day I throw it away.
Oh, well, you recycle it, right?
Well, yeah, I recycle it. I have held on to them sometimes because I hate washing your mirrors and then you get the streaks all over it. So used to be if you would use newspaper, mm-hmm. So I would collect some newspaper just so I could clean my windows, but then I never did, or my mirrors, and then instead they're just streaky every single time. And then I walk into my newly cleaned bathroom and I just get angry because I see these streaks and I'm like, oh, what am I supposed to do about you? And then I recycle the newspaper the next day. But yeah, I remember whenever newspapers were a big deal and my grandparents would read it every single morning while they watched the news.
Well, I'm on the cycle, the new cycle of even not newspaper. I'm on the, I'll hear it in a couple of days or weeks cycle of news.
You get news here.
Yeah, I'm not usually not on social media, so I don't know what's going on if I'm not here.
But something big will happen and
I'm such a loser.
You'll come to work and you're just all cheery and talking and it's like, oh, you obviously didn't see the news because you hadn't said anything about it. Justin Bieber got engaged. Like, who would have ever guessed that? But it's just so funny because I want to say it's the biggest news in the world, but it's not. But it's the biggest news in our world and our small little entertainment
and
world.
Everyone knows except for me.
Yeah. But it's all right.
I guess.
I'll start bringing you the...
I'm unique because I don't know. That's a good thing, right?
No. That is.
Right.
It is unique to be sheltered.
I'm not sheltered.
If you don't know, what's the word I'm looking
for? Sheltered means that I'm like babied.
It's unique to be unknowing. I can't think of the word. I'm trying to think of something.
Are you saying unknowing or annoying? Because sometimes you say words funny, so I don't know if you're calling me annoying.
I say everything funny. I hate talking because I'm in the man room just talking and Robert's like, what are you even talking about? And it's like, damn it. This is like the one sentence that I had today to tell you and I'm not even telling it to you correctly.
I'm sorry. You need more coffee.
So I had a couple of just different randoms that I thought was interesting. This is literal tidbit because I have two things to tell you in two sentences.
Okay.
People are pranking complete strangers at the airport by putting stickers on the walls that look like power outlets.
I love this.
That is so funny.
I don't like spending money, but I want to purchase these just to mess with people.
That is hilarious.
I know.
And, I mean, you'd have to put it in a pretty good spot if you expect people to actually fall for it.
Yeah.
Because you can't just put it up in the middle of the wall or up high and think that people are going to do it. I love that.
I've also seen someone who, if they've got a lot of time to kill, they're in the parking lot and they'll write a note that says, I'm pregnant, call me. And they put it on their windshield and they don't know them. They just, so whoever gets it or sees it, like immediately calls their wife or immediately calls their side piece or whatever.
That is crazy.
Isn't that funny?
Oh my God, that is so crazy. I would be so concerned if I got that, which somebody would probably look in my car and realize this is a chick car and not leave anything. But if I ever got that message, I would think, oh my gosh, somebody put this on the wrong car. Now I have to find out who is expecting somebody who's pregnant so I can get them the message. I wouldn't find the humor in it until later. Aww. Somebody would have to tell me.
Well, if you got the sticker that looked like an outlet, would you find that funny? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like being the butt of the joke.
And there's a theme park in France that is now using specially trained cows to pick up litter.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do they eat the litter? How much news do you have on this story?
That is all.
Because if they got goats, goats will eat anything.
Oh.
They'll just go around and eat it all, and we don't have to worry about, you know, I don't know, disposing of it.
Okay, I lied. I have two more. Those were my tidbits, and then these I have a little bit of news on, but I don't really know. How about some sports news?
I love sports.
This is the only sports news that I can get behind.
Yay, baseball.
Bud Light is messing with people. They're messing with sports fans. Cleveland Brown fans. What sport is that?
Cleveland Browns. Is that
sounds like football? I think. They announced that they're trolling Browns fans this season by putting 10 full-size refrigerators filled with free Bud Light in bars all over city of Cleveland. But they won't open until the Browns win their first game.
Ooh, this is so mean.
Do you get it? You know why?
Yeah, because they didn't. Did they even win one game last season?
They were 0-16 last year and 1-15 the year before.
Yeah.
They didn't win their first game until that season until the second to last week. So they're putting up all these refrigerators full of free Bud Light that nobody can get until that team wins.
That's hurtful.
Oh, I love it, though.
And usually whenever, like with football, if you are the worst team, then you get the best pick the next year. But, I mean, that's like 2 years in a row. How many times are you going to use that excuse? I mean, you need to start building up your team finally, right?
Look at Amy with that sports knowledge.
I'm just saying.
That's pretty impressive.
Oh, thank you.
Have you been watching any preseason?
No, I haven't.
My friend had it on the other day whenever I was over at his house, and I was like, oh, I've managed to avoid sports this long, and now you're going to have this playing in the background. And he's like, dude, it's preseason.
Yeah,
like, calm down.
Started.
But I could just hear it in the background, and I'm like, I'm not ready for that. But I really am so lucky. I don't mean to brag, but for me, it's a huge deal. I don't have to watch sports at all, and I just love that.
I really don't mind the sports all that much, as long as it doesn't run my schedule. I don't want to have to be at a certain place at a certain time to watch a game. If I'm sitting there and I have nothing better to do, then sure, I'll watch a game.
I felt so stupid the other day because I was writing something for the website and I had to ask how to say half court basketball shot and what's the proper terminology, and our intern ended up helping us out. I think you girls knew too, but I know that she's a sports fan, so she likes to mess with me because she's like, oh yeah, it's preseason today, and I'm like, die. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but don't ever talk to me about sports again. I'll cut you. And then this is so freaking cool. So cool, but also totally illegal. This 25-year-old guy who lives in Western India got into a big fight with his girlfriend. So over the weekend, he put up more than 300 billboards and banners all over the town apologizing to her. Everywhere. He wants to make sure that she knows that he's sorry. We don't know what this fight was about.
Ooh. This is India?
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently it got him in big trouble. But it also got him in trouble with the law because he did not pay for these billboards. He just printed out a bunch of signs and hung them up. So now the police are investigating, and it could lead to charges of defacement. I was thinking defamation, but that's not it. Okay. And it could lead charges of defacement of public property.
Oh, man, that is, ooh, that is a bad, what was he thinking?
I think that's very, very cool, though.
Sure, it's cool. So you forgive him? You just forgive him because he did something illegal?
I mean, it depends on the crime. It depends on what he did to me. I'm not really, well, I am worried about what they do to the law, but I mean, that is not that serious of a crime, I would think.
I think you are trying too hard. She is done. If she can't forgive you after, just stop.
That is such a grand gesture, though.
I don't want a grand gesture. And I don't want you to apologize if you don't mean it.
Oh.
Just because you put it on a billboard 30 times does not mean you are really sorry.
I usually mean whenever I apologize, but then sometimes I have to stand my ground on some things. And it was just stuff that I felt like I'm really not wrong. And I didn't want to apologize for, but I wanted to diffuse the situation or help somebody else out. If your feelings are hurt, you know, that's not what I was intending on doing. So I said, I'm sorry for hurting your feelings.
Okay, I'll accept that. I'll accept that because you mean it.
Yeah.
It's about the feelings.
But then the person I said it to was not thrilled with it at all. It was like, but you're not even up. You're not sorry for what you did. No, I'm sorry for hurting your feelings.
Choice words.
Yeah. Very deliberate.
So I'm going on a trip. Me and Josh, we're celebrating our 13th anniversary. We're going to the desert, which doesn't sound very cool, but it's going to be beautiful because we're going to the Nevada-Utah border, and it's supposed to be really pretty and stuff. But like you touched on an episode or two ago in the intros, you said she may be sleeping in a car near you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the negatives. And this is planned. But we leave at midnight and we come early in the morning, so there's no point in getting a hotel.
Like, what time are y'all landing?
We're landing at midnight in Vegas, mm-hmm. and then we're landing here at 5:30 in the morning. So, I mean, for a few hours, I'm not getting a hotel room. It's over $100 just to drop.
Mm-hmm.
To sleep? No. I can sleep in the airport. I can sleep in the car. So that's just one negative that I planned and I was ready to get over.
Once you explained it, it made more sense. But until you told me about the what time you were landing and getting a hotel for those hours, before you told me that, you were just like, well, I don't want to spend money on hotels, so we're going to be sleeping in the car. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Amy. It sounded so much worse. Now that you say it, it makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Because you'd still get charged a full day.
Yeah. So why do it?
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's the best choice.
I just thought you were being cheap.
I am cheap. I am so cheap. Me and my husband celebrated last night. We went to our favorite place where we met and got dessert. And I was every bite that I had of that dessert, I was like, is this worth the money? There's something wrong with me, I swear. So number two thing that's a negative with this trip so far, and we haven't even gotten on it yet. So we're doing this hike in the desert, and it's only 20 people per day that get to go in. And so you get in by lottery, and it's an unmarked trail, and it's a little risky to go in and come out, and someone died last week on this trail. Someone died on this trail, and now I'm a little nervous, but we might not even get in because it is a lottery. But if we do get in, I told Josh that worst case scenario, he would have to carry my dead body back. So
yeah, don't just leave you there. But how did this person die? Do you know?
It's a crazy story. So I think he was 49, 59, and he was with his teenage son. He was 16, was his son's age. And they went in, and on their way back, his son was saying that the dad was like, no, we're supposed to go this way. And the son knew that the dad was wrong. So he went the way he was supposed to go. Like, he was a little off. Like, I can't think of the word. It starts with a D. Anyways, it doesn't matter. And so the son calls the mom's like, hey, dad was acting really weird and wouldn't come out.
Demented? Dementia?
Disoriented okay. was the word. Yeah, he was disoriented. And so the mom was like, okay, we'll call the police. And so the 16-year-old son called the police, and they went to go find the dad, and he didn't make it.
Oh, my gosh.
In the time. Yeah. So I guess he just, I don't know, he was just dehydrated and was like, I'm not following you. You're going the wrong way. But he was right, and he ended up dying.
Oh, my God.
So hopefully, I mean, Josh is strong enough to carry me if I get disoriented and tell him that he's wrong. But if he does that to me, good luck to you, because I can't drag his butt back. I just can't.
I thought you were going to say you would tell Josh that if one of us has to die on this trip, it has to be you, because you're worth more dead than I am. But that sounds like the mountain. It's not Kilimanjaro. What's the other one that people like die making this hike?
Are you talking about Everest?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And then it's like a badge of honor. People leave their dead bodies there. Sometimes they'll come and move it out the way. But a lot of times whenever you're climbing Everest, so I've been told, there's just dead bodies along the way.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just the first person that died in the last 3 years. So I don't think it's super common. And we're like taking a lot of water. I think we'll be okay.
I have faith in you.
And that's just the second bad thing that's happened on this trip. The third one is my daughter has worked so hard. She is a freshman and she got into varsity band. And her first performance is the weekend that we're gone. And I am such a jerk. I feel terrible. But there's nothing I can do about it. I already scheduled the trip. I'm not losing that money because money is really, really important to me.
Oh, that, I'm sorry.
I know. So 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. I don't know. I mean, we got to go on the trip.
Yes. You got to go and you're going to have a great time. First off, bad for the school to be scheduling something on a holiday weekend because it is Labor Day weekend that you're going.
I know.
That is really bad for them. You already took the children out of away from their summer breaks and back into school, and now you want to take away their first holiday?
Yeah.
Have you told Morgan yet?
I've told a lot of other family members, so I know that they're there to support her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I told her yet.
Do you think she's going to be upset or she's going to be understanding?
She'll give me the... she'll make me feel guilty.
Yeah.
It might be out of playfulness, but yeah, she'll definitely make me feel guilty.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. I know that that does bother you.
Yeah. But if I die on this trip, then I won't feel guilty anymore.
Then you will just ruin her first band experience ever. Well, I know that you're going to have fun on your trip. I'm so glad that y'all are going.
Yeah, me too.
It's going to be a really good time, hopefully. And you'll both come back alive. Thank you for hang on.
What?
We got a tease.
I know. So Lacey's really, 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 really excited that we have a collaboration with another podcast.
Yes, we did a collaboration with A Sandwich and Some Loving, and we decided that it's called A Sandwich and Some Loving Can Lead to Childbearing Hips, because that's a super easy title to get through. So we had the honor of recording a podcast with Kelly and Alan last week, and it was so much fun.
It was fun.
We had a really good time.
Had some bubbly.
We had some champagne. We had some laughs. Somebody may have talked way too much and said stuff that I said I will never say. And then, I already said it was me. And then I said it. So we will see. I might have had some regrets later that it's like, ooh, should I have said that or not?
But I think you're good.
Too late. I already said it. So we recorded with them and we will be posting that next week. I think they're going to be posting it too. And we're going to be posting it. So that'll be a lot of fun. It's our first ever time to collaborate with them.
Yes.
It was such an honor, too.
It was.
I thought I was going to be more nervous than I was, but then I wasn't nervous. Then I was just like, please impress them, please impress them. And then I think I might have just gone too far.
No, they loved you and maybe me. We'll see.
But we'll be posting that. So that'll be extra, extra special. Super excited about that. And thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave us a nice comment. You can tell a friend. You can tag a friend. Also, don't forget to hit us up on our socials at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips, at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles to see what Amy's cooking for lunch. Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Millennials, you're here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for paying attention. I know it's really hard for your people. I know you're probably on 12 different kinds of medications to make that happen. And I know you have tough jobs as gluten-free web designers and vegan Uber drivers, Bitcoin Venmo managers.